for the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Investigators in New York City are searching for clues that could help them identify the masked gunman who killed the head of United Healthcare Insurance Company CEO Brian Thompson this week. Two boys ages 5 and 6 are in extremely critical condition after a gunman opened fire at their Northern California elementary school. The gunman then took his own life. A Capitol Hill hearing on airline fees yesterday brought out some rare bipartisan support, senators accusing the airlines of shaking down customers. Outside Pittsburgh, where authorities have been searching for a 64-year-old grandma who disappeared in an abandoned mine.
We feel like we failed. It's tough. We've had a lot of wins out here. I've been proud to be a trooper for a very long time, and it's been tough.
State Trooper Steve Lamani says the rescue effort is now a recovery effort. Elizabeth Pollard, they say, could not have survived. This is ABC News. Shake up this morning in the French government. The parliament there holding an historic no confidence vote, and the prime minister has sent his resignation to the French president. ABC's Tom Sophie Burridge has the story from Paris.
Emmanuel Macron, who's set to remain president for the next 2.5 years, needs to somehow find a formula so there can be a functioning government in a deeply fragmented system. Its no confidence motion, which brought down the government, was put forward by the left, but only succeeded because of support from France's hard right National Rally Party of Marine Le Pen. Tom Sophie Burridge, ABC News, in Paris.
Oil prices could start moving after a key decision due today. The OPEC Plus countries, which include Russia, are expected to decide whether to delay plans to start pumping more crude oil. Gasoline prices across the United States have fallen to their lowest levels in more than 2 years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Omro Road, they're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
Join Lou Rugani for the Music of the Stars every Sunday morning from 7 a.m. until noon. Lou brings back the nostalgia from the golden age of radio with the music, drama, and comedy shows that made radio magic. Music of the Stars is sponsored by Lakeland Care, providing personalized support that aims to improve quality of life and maintain independence for elders and those with disabilities. It's the Music of the Stars, Sunday at 7 on 98.3 FM and 1100 AM Oshkosh Air Support.
I'm Lisa Hale with WISS News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anytime at the WISS website at WISS.FM.
The Bucks lose to the Hawks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost at home to the Atlanta Hawks, 119-104. Milwaukee now 11-10. They face the Celtics tomorrow night in Boston. College basketball, Marquette losing to Iowa State, 81-70. The Golden Eagles host the Badgers on Saturday. NFL, Packers and the Lions tonight on Thursday Night Football. Tied in Tucker Kraft on the Packers' good mood after winning 3 in a row.
The locker room is almost always like this because even when we are down, you know, we're not emotionally down.
College football. Wisconsin signed 24 new recruits, but has over a dozen, including wide receiver Trek Kakahuna, entering the transfer portal. Luke Fickle on getting new players to commit despite a losing season.
Let's be honest, it's pretty easy for people out there to say, well, why would you want to do that? They're going to go right back to doing what they did before. But if people believe and trust in you, then they'll have some blind faith.
That's the Badgers' Luke Fickle. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Do you have an actor you like to watch even if he or she is in a TV show or movie that isn't great? That's how I feel about Colman Domingo, who is the star of the show Madness. Domingo plays an outspoken TV personality who rents an Airbnb in the secluded Pennsylvania woods to work on a book, but stumbles upon a murder. He ends up fighting for his life while trying to clear his name after being framed for the crime. I can't give it rave reviews, but it's not a bad thriller, mostly because of the performance of Domingo. Season 1 of The Madness is available to stream on Netflix. Speaking of Domingo, his film Sing Sing is one of 5 nominees for Best Picture by the Independent Spirit Awards. Other nominees include the Demi Moore horror film The Substance, instance, modern-day Cinderella critics darling Enora, A24's I Saw the TV Glow, and Amazon MGM's Nickel Boys, which will be in theaters December 13th. Many more nominations for many more award shows will be announced right around the corner, folks. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Todd Allbaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. Our old friend, 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 our old friend.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino the Mayor here. And I... frosty Thursday morning. Trucker Thursday. Green Bay Packers in action tonight, so it is game day. We've got Mark Daniels, legendary sportscaster, local sportscaster, coming up at 8 o'clock. Talk about tonight's ball game and all things NFL. We got Coach Kathy Bratz, who lost a mind-boggling 235 pounds, and she's going to tell us how to do that. And we've got Chef Jill Everman, who is the new host on Fox 11's cooking show, which Jim and I may be a part of, Mino and the Mayor.
I think we should have those two back to back.
What's that?
What's that?
Somebody Kathy lost. And Jill? Yeah, then let's separate them as far
somebody
as possible.
Somebody lost 235 pounds.
That's why we have Mark Daniels in there.
Perfect buffer in between.
See how we did that?
He would be at, okay.
Because Kathy's going to tell us what not to eat, and then Jill's going to tell us about some meals she's going to make.
And Mark will tell us which way he's going
in
on
between.
The scale.
Exactly.
All right, that'd be good.
But first, it is time. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the annual edition of Shorts on Sports with your host, Becky Kay.
I'm glad to be here.
All right. All right. We're glad you're
good
here,
to have
too.
You, buddy.
So you are the Da Vinci Kid that started your own podcast.
Yes.
And how does one get to make a podcast?
Well, so every year I have a school project for my school, and we had to pick a learner leader in the community. So I decided to pick Jonathan Owens, because a couple months back he went to the Boys and Girls Club and gave away turkeys for Thanksgiving. So, but one of the options in the way to do it was interview. So,
and can I just back up? Tell everybody who Jonathan Owens is and his whole story.
He is, to start off, you might know him from this, Simone Biles' husband.
Mm-hmm. Did you meet Simone?
No.
That's the interview, man. Go ahead. You're young.
He used to be a Packers safety, but he just went to the Bears over the offseason, and he got, I think it was like a blocked field goal or something, or like a fumble recovery.
All right.
And we.
So why did you pick him?
Because
to try to get to Simone. Gets
he's,
undone.
He's working the ankles already.
Because the goal was to pick someone like who does philanthropy in the community. So I picked him because, I mean, let's be real, giving turkeys away to people who need them is. I mean, a very
pretty
nice
real.
Thing to do.
I don't think I ever used the word philanthropy
you
when
know
I
what?
Was 10.
I teach at TC, and that's one of the words on my quiz, philanthropy. And people need successful businesses, people in life. But, you know, we talk about profits a lot, but we talk about philanthropy comes right after that. So that's great. And he is very
Phenomenal. He was great.
Phenomenal. I was going to say
philanthropic.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. But phenomenal is better, easier. So, hey, tell me, we're going to talk about you and your podcast, but I was thinking about when you were coming, I heard you're coming in today. Tell me a little bit more about the Boys and Girls Club. I'm a huge fan of that place. Beck, that was my first job. Boys and Girls Club.
I heard on the radio yesterday.
Yeah. That place has been around forever. And how did you get affiliated with that? And do you go there every day? Do you do homework there? Tell me a little bit about the Boys and Girls Club.
So I started there back in like the summer of 2021-ish. And at the west side, but then I started going to the east side in like 2022, 2023, because it was right next to my mom's work. Mm. So when I get there, normally I'm not there every day, because like, for example, like yesterday I wasn't there because I had to do a rehearsal for the talent show at my school.
What's your talent?
Magic.
Really?
Dude, we can connect you with one of the best musicians in this community.
I think you said
I did say musician. That was my talent, was always music. That's why. Magician.
Have you ever
Gizmo.
Heard of, do you know Gizmo?
He lives kind of...
Oh, man.
I never heard of him.
You
will.
He's going to blow you away. Gizmo, if you're out there and if you're nearby, drop on down within the next 15 minutes. You got to do a couple of your magic tricks for this guy. You will love this
guy.
He's amazing.
We can hook these two guys up.
Absolutely.
So when's the magic show at
DaVinci? I think they should do a show together, show together.
Well, yeah. Gizmo's really good. You could learn. You always got to find a leader, a mentor, and Gizmo would be your guy if you want to pursue magic. If you want to pursue other things, there's a lot of people out there. When's your magic? When is your talent show at DaVinci?
When?
Mm-hmm.
So like every week or so we have like rehearsals where we practice the tricks and then in front of the small group we'll do it. It's like in front of a mini crowd. But, like yesterday we had a full rehearsal, but I think sometime in January we have a full dress rehearsal.
All right.
But then in January is the big thing. Like January something.
All right.
Wow.
That's cool.
Let us know when that is. All right.
So the Boys and Girls Club, you like going there, you go there more often than not.
Beautiful place.
It is. And do you have dinner there? Do you do your homework there? Do you go right to the studio? Tell me a little bit about your environment.
I normally do my homework at home because I got a math professional at home.
Is that called mom?
No.
Oh, okay.
Called dad.
That's awesome.
Usually I get picked up at around like 4:30, so I have time. So like I go there, I go into my homeroom, which like you can play games, play bingo, because they make this own bingo thing.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to like assembly where they might play sometimes lightning, sometimes color tag, which are two fun games, and then dinner, and then sometimes they have fun programs. Right now I'm doing basketball tryouts.
Oh, isn't that great? Wow. That's awesome.
Keeps you active, and they don't eat together. I really am, like I said yesterday, and I'll say
it's
again today.
Place.
It's a real friendly place.
And the membership is not that expensive either. So I just.
$25 a year.
That's 25?
Year. Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
That's so I got to ask you, Packer game, Lions tonight, biggest game in the NFL regular season. What do you think?
I think it's going to be a close one, but I mean, for close games like this, I think it's going to go down to who has the ball last before halftime.
Okay.
Where they're playing.
That's been decided.
Yeah, and then who's winning at halftime. Because I think if it's a close game like that, it's just going to go down to those simple things.
All right, very good. Who's your favorite player these days?
These days?
Yeah.
It's changed a lot, but because I have a new favorite team.
Who's your new favorite team? The Ravens, was it? No, not the Titans?
Chiefs.
Yep.
Titans.
I like Nick Westbrook-Ikhine.
Who's that?
The Titans aren't doing very well.
I know, but I want to cheer for a not-so-good team.
Oh,
you know what's
like
cool about that is you'll be respected when they make it into the playoffs. And
that's why he likes our show. He doesn't go for the big ones.
We're going to make it someday. But
thank you, Todd.
No, that's cool that you're... I'm surprised, the Green Bay kid, that's their favorite team or your second favorite team?
Favorite.
Wow.
Because like everyone in Green Bay, his favorite team is the Packers. No, mostly. Over like 75% of the population, probably.
I would think you're right.
Yeah. But I just want to cheer for someone different, outside the box. And another reason why I like the Titans is because this doesn't have to do anything with the Titans. I love Tennessee.
Yeah.
Okay. It's hey, so the great. Other night great you did state. A funny thing with AJ where you talked about he had the biggest quads for running back in the National Football League between Saquon Barkley and Derrick Henry and different guys like that. And you told him, you said, you're also... Your mom measured you with a tape measure, and you're 34 inches. But that's all the way around your whole body?
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. That's the same size as his thigh. Now, he's one of those guys, though, when he sits down with somebody like you, it's not like he's this big-time sort of guy being interviewed by this little kid type thing. Completely respectful for what you do and treated you like as if he was sitting down with, you know, Bob Costas or somebody. I thought that was very cool. On both sides of the table. You both had mutual respect for each other.
Yeah, and before my podcast, I always think, just take it like I'm just talking to, like, a friend. Because if you just think about, like, you're just having a conversation, it's way easier to concentrate and get your stuff done, get all your questions done, than thinking, oh my gosh, I'm interviewing this Packer player. Mm-hmm. Just because everyone... is just a person, no matter what they do, no matter who they are, they're all just a person.
So what'd you ask him?
I asked him about his foundation, the Dillon Family Foundation. Check it out. They help people who are food insecure. Mm-hmm. I talked to him about his book that he made, Quadzilla Finds His Footing.
And tell me about that. That's a kid's book, right?
Yes. He told me on the podcast, you can find it at on Amazon, and that's all.
All right. And he wrote that. That's cool.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things, that too, when you deal with these guys, you do a lot of show prep. Like, I was surprised the other night when you were podcasting him and you asked him what his favorite game was. And he said, and you came out with, I'm surprised. I thought it would have been the Seattle game when you gained yada yada and scored X number of touchdowns. And he's like, wow, that's a great point. But, you know, it was COVID, so nobody was in Lambeau, so it doesn't have the. So which? How did you know that? How did you know to bring that up so quick about this other game that he didn't mention?
Well, so I kind of, because like when I talked to him before at his fundraiser for the Legacy Hotel, he brought up like the game against the Jets in 2022 and the Seahawks game in 2021 where they shut the Seahawks out to not a single touchdown. I think they only had 3 points. So I was thinking, because like I like thinking outside the box. So I was thinking, so I looked up on YouTube Kids, AJ Dillon's best games and highlights, and then I looked up, and then it showed AJ Dillon's full highlights from 2020 against the Titans. So, and I just kept that in my back pocket in case he pulled out the Seahawks or the Jets game.
So you do serious show prep.
Well,
isn't that amazing how we can learn from each other?
I was just going to say, Bex, can we hire you as a producer? Their consultant?
She said mutual respect. We can learn from each other.
Yeah, Johnny,
you just said everybody needs a mentor. That kid's sitting right over
can
there.
Can be my mentor. You mean you don't just walk into a studio, turn on the mic, and start talking?
No. To answer your question, Todd, yes.
Thank you.
All right.
Stick around, Beck. We got a lot more to talk about when we come back. Mine on the Mayor, back right after this.
Arrows of neon and flashing marquees out on Main Street. Chicago, New York, Detroit, and it's all on the same street. Your typical city involved in a typical day.
A new choice. The Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. WISS.
At Harbor Freight, our low prices make us the place for gifts that keep on giving. Because when you give the gift of quality tools, you're giving someone the ability to fix, restore, and build for years to come. And with savings like these, you can even get something for yourself. Whatever you do, do it for less at Harbor Freight. Stop by and give yourself the gift of great prices.
Edgar Sawyer gave his home to the city of Oshkosh for the benefit of the public. In 1924, the Oshkosh Public Museum first opened its doors. the museum has grown since the 20s, including the addition of the Steiger Wing in the 80s, with expanded gallery spaces and dedicated archives. Be sure to check out the newly remodeled second floor with contemporary Native American art and Tiffany stained glass windows. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 4:30. Plan your next visit this weekend at OshkoshMuseum.org.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As Democrats pick up the pieces from their loss to Donald Trump, one of the first major decisions the party will be making is to select the new chair of the Democratic National Committee. The race for that role now has a major Wisconsin connection. Ben Wickler, the chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin, is now officially running for DNC chair. One Democratic source I talked to characterized Wickler as a Goldilocks candidate for the role. He's liked by both centrists and progressives, big-dollar donors and grassroots organizers, and knows how important state parties around the country can be in a second Trump term. So, could he be just right for the role? The vote for DNC chair is scheduled for February 1st. A lot can happen between now and then. But whether or not Wickler wins in his bid for the role, it will certainly be a story to watch for Democratic politics in Wisconsin.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Valley's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Sitting and staring out of the hotel window.
Here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course, worldwide on the Civic Media app. Great, great tune, Todd.
Yes, this is a good one.
Great song. Great to pull that one out. We're here with Beckett Kay, who does his own podcast, a very popular, very professional podcast, Shorts on Sports, and he's joining us.
And we just want to say that's done at the Boys and Girls Club.
Yeah.
They
have three cameras. It's quite the setup.
I mean, that's...
It's a real professional...
Oh, they have more than that.
Do they really?
Yeah. That's a very cool setup they have there. And you can mix music. I mean, there's just a lot of things that... Some people, back when I was your age, or a little older than you, but do think the Boys and Girls Club... Well, the Boys and Girls Club was more like ping pong pool.
Yes.
Hangout.
Yes.
And now he's talking about the meals, the education, the shows they put on, plus...
They still have that pool table and ping pong table.
Gotta have that.
Probably the original one.
They're not getting rid of those.
I don't know.
Nikki joining us.
Is there sort of a musty smell?
No.
In the pool table?
The pool table is in the teen room because they do not trust us with pool. I mean, I don't blame them.
Well, we don't trust Mino with the pool.
Right.
It's a lot of things they don't trust me with.
It's the pool cues that they worry about. Yeah. With
but
a weapon.
The one thing is I play pool with my hand. I've learned how to play with the stick at my my cousin's weddings, but I learned how to play with the stick, but it's just way easier with just using your hand and just going like this.
We would call that cheating, but that's okay.
Well, he grew up
on
a pool table.
Adapting.
Jim grew up on a pool table. So, you know, his dad owned a lumber company and made his own pool
cues. I grew up with technology.
All right, and I didn't.
Got a couple of things here. Road report, we're looking for people. Howard is still bad. Alloy in the highway was fine. And I got Hi Beckett from your dad.
Isn't that nice?
Aww.
Hi, Mr. Beckett. You can text it. There's like a live chat.
Yes.
Yes.
Pretty cool, huh?
Not live
You're
phones.
You're already getting more shout outs, direct text messages
to you.
Than the mayor has yet to date.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
That's pretty cool.
I mean, not a bad.
So what would you like to do
statistic.
Like 10 years from now? What would you like to be? Let's say where would you like to go to college? What would you like to major in? What would you like to do as a professional?
My grandpa said that if I got in the Notre Dame, not Notre Dame Academy, Notre Dame.
The University of Notre Dame.
In South Bend. He said that he would pay for it.
Wow.
So I would want to go there, but if I can't go there, probably Oregon.
Oregon? Why Oregon?
Because they also have a good education there and just they're green and yellow.
I was just going to ask if you have an affinity for green.
Well, I mean, I love green. Yellow is... I don't like green... I like green and yellow together, but I rather like yellow on its own and green on its own.
What are the best uniforms in the NFL?
Like, can it be like home, away, alternate?
Yeah.
Oh, this is hard.
You can think
just
about that.
Just visually. Yeah. Don't think marketing. Mm-hmm. Don't think, you know.
What's the coolest
revenue.
Uniform? Yeah.
This might get a lot of hate, but it goes down to about maybe 4.
Okay.
5.
Okay.
The throwback Philly jerseys, the Philly greens.
Okay, the old Randall Cunningham era.
Yeah. The red Bills jerseys, I think that's their color rush.
Okay.
The throwback Patriots that are red. And then the Bears ones that they wore against the Vikings a couple weeks ago, like the
stripes,
orange lines.
Wow. Yeah. You know your uniforms.
He likes the classic stuff.
Yeah, he does. Like they're all classics.
I think we've got an old soul here, guys.
Yeah. Yeah. And, for 10.
My bad. And the Jets color rush, the black and green ones. Those are nice.
The one they wore last week, this past week?
Yeah, against the Seahawks.
Yeah, cool.
Didn't bring them any luck.
Go ahead, Tom.
Go ahead.
No, well, no, I was going to say, Nikki's here, and you're big into, you asked me a bunch the other night on the podcast about Toys for Tots, me being involved with Toys for Tots through the Marine Corps Reserves. And how did you get so involved with Toys for Tots?
Well, every year I donate some toys to Toys for Tots, and right outside there's a like a poster or something, or like from a newspaper, and it talks about you being in Toys for Tots, and I read that right before you brought me on for the second time.
Okay.
And I just remembered that, kept it in my back pocket in case I was going to interview you.
Now be honest with me, that picture looks exactly like I do right now, doesn't it? Of me.
I couldn't remember.
Yeah.
That's a very good response.
A picture was barely touched.
Yeah.
But Nikki, so Nikki is very impressed that you're big with Toys for Tots. So Nikki wants to tell you something.
So we've also learned that you had a birthday sort of recently. So happy birthday.
Right. Thank you.
We were super excited. Double digits. And you're wearing number 10. So it's kind of your Jordan Love era. And instead of a typical kid loves their birthday, they get showered with presents and, you know, attention. And what you did, I learned, what did you do for your birthday instead?
I took donations, like money donations or little like boxes of like full of like toothbrushes, toothpaste, all that good stuff, deodorant. Toilet trams, anything that the homeless need, and I gave it to the homeless, but some people also brought presents, which is totally okay.
So you took a collection for other people. You sacrificed your birthday gifts to give it to other people.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
I'm going to tell you guys right now, I still have birthday and Christmas gifts that I have not opened from like 3 years ago.
And you know what that tells me? You are well-loved. And I love that. And because we love you so much, we wanted to contribute to your Toys for Tots and the homeless giving drive that you are doing. And we've got a bag of goodies for you to donate as well.
All toys.
Thank you.
We absolutely adore you. We think that you are remarkable. And thank you for what you are doing and being such a great example for kids your age, and even us older folks. You're doing
Thank
it right,
you.
Kid.
There's one problem, though. Jim saw this, and he goes, where'd that come from? I want that. I want, my dog would love this. It's the dog puzzle toy.
That's right.
And Jim was like, oh my God, Milton would love this.
I've seen these on like YouTube and stuff.
Yeah.
They're cool.
Because,
they're
still I mean. Guys.
But these are all from Nikki to you.
Thank you.
She's awesome, too. All right. This is great what you're doing. And like Nikki said, you're a good example.
I mean, great example. You remind me so much of me when I was 10. Shirts on Sports Podcast. You got to check it out, ladies and gentlemen.
Check out my website. It's called upnextwithbex.com.
Heck yeah.
All right. Send us to the break, Bex.
Break up next with Mino and the Mayor. And Nikki and Bex.
Jimmy calling hugs. We is heading for bear on.
From Oshkosh to Nina, this is 98.3 WISS. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm guessing a lot of Wisconsin farmers don't like what they're seeing in the marketplace today for prices. Will it get any better next year? I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a Wednesday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend, says that's a fair question. He's encouraging farmers to take a look at opportunities now because of the uncertainty that a new administration and a new calendar year could bring not only to our domestic markets, but the global economy.
Things for producers that really are focused on, obviously the market's got right in front of us, what's happening after we get inauguration and the first 100 days of the Trump presidency, the tariffs, the chatter regarding tariffs is a daily thing in the news wires right now. I do think that's keeping the market somewhat subdued here, just waiting for what the reactions are going to be to that. It's not so much the implication of the new tariffs coming on board or the additional pressure in that trade side of things. It's going to be what's going to be the reaction from other countries.
John Heinberg, market advisor with Total Farm Marketing out of West Bend. We do have another big World Ag Supply Demand report that he says could be a driver in the marketplace. That occurs next week. Markets in overnight electronic trade on a Wednesday morning. While corn and beans are lower, wheat is not. I've got details next.
Did you know you can build a water and nutrient superhighway in your soil? You just need the Maximum Acre solution from Sound Agriculture. The easiest way to maximize your crop's access to nutrients all season long. How does it work? First, Source turns your soil into a nutrient factory, activating microbes that supply nitrogen, phosphorus, and micronutrients. Then Blueprint builds the delivery network. It provides a beneficial fungi called AMF, a powerful biological partner that plants rely on for macronutrients, micronutrients, and water. When used with Source, Blueprint expands the crop's reach beyond the roots, helping it access nutrients and water when they're needed most. For the Maximum Acre solution that leads to bigger, healthier, and more productive plants, Source it with Blueprint. Talk to your dealer or visit sound.ag.
On Tuesday, the barrel cheese gained 4.5 cents to 165. 40-pound block cheese up 3.25 at 167. Double A butter, 2.75 cents stronger at 252.25. Now, in overnight electronic trade, we've got March corn unchanged at 432. January soybeans are down 6.5 at 985. The March wheat is up a penny at 548. July new crop up a penny, 563. Currently, the January Class 3 milk in Chicago that goes into cheese up 20 cents at 1884 a hundredweight. So a simple snapshot on where the numbers stand going into a Wednesday trade session. I'm PM Yankee.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
The wind will gradually die down this morning. By this afternoon, cold but not windy. We'll get to around 27 for a high today. Tonight, 13. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, 25. And then we will bounce back into the mid-30s Saturday, into the mid-40s by Sunday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside right now, it's 12.
It's never too early to consider your goals and refine your vision for retirement. I'm here with Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Not only is she a friend of the show, she is a financial advisor with Thrivent, who is located right here in Wausau. You can reach her at 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303. Mandy, how can you help people with their vision for retirement?
In every conversation, my goal is to help you create a strategy that reflects your priorities. I can also help you assess your needs and determine the right next steps for your unique situation. Thrivent sees money as a tool that provides options. My goal is to help you talk through your strategy, define your goals, so you can enjoy a meaningful retirement.
Do you need help planning for retirement? Pick up your cell phone now and call Mandy Roberts at Thrivent to schedule your appointment at 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303. For more details, visit thrivent.com/disclosures.
Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Miss part of the show or want to share it with a friend? Check out the Mino and the Mayor podcast at civicmedia.us and on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. Take Mino and the Mayor with you everywhere. Now, once again, Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Mino and the Mayor here, 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS. And, of course, the Civic Media app worldwide. 14 degrees in Green Bay, 14 in Appleton, 11 in Oshkosh. Keep the text coming, folks, as far as where there are bad stretches of roads, if you don't mind. I know a lot of the salt trucks and brine and everything has been out, but if there's some bad stretches for people to, like, be aware of when they're coming up to them, please let us know. Special thanks to Matthew Vandenhouten from Eats for East. What a great program, helping those kids. And Shorts on Sports, he's just phenomenal. And now a person that Jim and I talk about
we've been doing this for a little over a year and 2 months or something, and, you know, 2-3 guests a day. Well,
year and a half, but.
Okay, but you are, Johnny's right, you know.
We sit here and talk about you. Like in normal conversation, how did she do it? Did you see what she did?
It just
you amaze us,
right? And we gave you the title coach, right? Or did you give
you
the title?
No, you did.
Okay, so okay. Coach Kathy, and the reason we're so impressed with so many of our guests, but especially Kathy, she has lost.
Okay, wait. Didn't this start by her listening to us? It's like, what the hell's wrong with you guys? Here's what you need to do, for crying out louder. Isn't that how it starts?
In a much nicer way, but yes, that's exactly how this relationship began.
Well, what we're so impressed about is you've lost over 200 pounds, and you've done it without a lot of medical.
Back up a little bit. You knew her.
I did.
Before. You worked together. What makes this story comes in full circle.
It's just, it's because you walked in and you know, you look at someone's eyes and do we know each other? And you're like, yeah, we work together. But that was 200 pounds ago. And you look different. You got a lot more energy, right? And
oh, yes.
you attested to that. But the reason that Johnny and I are so impressed with you is that you've lost 200 pounds without a lot of...
235?
235.
Without a medical, whatever, tummy tucks, whatever they call that.
No, or Ozempic.
And
Nothing.
And you've walked... You walk a lot, and you do it in Green Bay and every day. So it can happen.
You're inspirational.
You're inspirational.
Absolutely can happen. I walk 5 to 7 miles a day.
Wow. And even this morning, you went out and walked.
Even this morning.
Unbelievable.
And outside, or do you go to the airport?
No, I go outside.
And just to bring up one other aspect, because this isn't extraordinary enough that you lost 235 pounds by diet and walking, but tell the other aspect.
No, I don't diet.
Nope, the other one.
Oh, you're like,
you've got a prosthetic.
I do.
It's amazing. Think about this. For those of us that sit around and wallow, woe is me. I don't know why I can't lose weight. Those stairs are hard. I'm going to take those.
It's cold.
You suffered a tragic accident, lost a leg, and you still lost 235 pounds, and you still walk every single day. Zero. I can't imagine if you literally were a coach, a lifestyle coach, whatever. I can't imagine an excuse somebody could where you'd be. Well, did you walk this week? No. You know why? Because right. And I could just see you take that week.
Don't give
bleep
me that
out
exactly.
Of here. Yeah, I could see you being that.
That's
way.
Exactly what I would say.
Yeah, and you have such a nice, outgoing personality. And have you thought about leveraging this into
professionally
a podcast or a charging for seminars or
no not really.
Well, if I could make that happen for 20%,
no, always in for a profit.
No, I just think it's and I think it's great that you're sharing this. Tell us what some of the how long has this been?
It's been almost 2.5 year process.
Okay,
that's not and a half years is nothing,
right?
To lose 235 pounds.
Yep. And I don't like to say diet.
No, I know you don't.
Diet.
I know.
But
and you bring us in a big platter of homemade cookies here.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, I felt guilty.
Well, you should.
Tell me, though.
Because you made us feel bad about ourselves.
But the impetus to this wasn't anything major. You were just trying on clothes at Kohl's. You looked in the mirror and said, I'm done.
Yep.
So I think a lot of people have done that. But then they go out and diet for a day or
There's
two.
There's something maybe. Weird about those mirrors at Kohl's, though. I'm being honest with you on that, too. There's something weird, but okay, they don't make you look. Those are not flattering mirrors.
Some hotels have flattering mirrors. But
they do.
Yeah,
with
they
a
do.
Different kind of
they
lighting.
Do. It's different lighting. Than it.
Yep.
But anyway, so you did that. But my point is a lot of people do that. And I think they go home and say, the hell with it. I couldn't believe how I looked. I didn't buy anything. But then 3 days.
I think because they go on a restrictive diet and they cut out everything good. You can't do that. It's moderation.
Moderate everything. Get a whole hoagie, eat half, not the whole hoagie.
You know, I talked to somebody one time and they said, people, it's easy for people to sit on the outside and say, well, don't eat this. But he said, it's almost like with some eating can get to be as addictive as smoking or drinking or what other type of things. Eating can get to be that addictive. And even if you're not hungry, your mind says, I need that. Like you're reaching for a cigarette
Absolutely.
Or something.
So we're talking
about vegetables and fruit.
But this emotional eater thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
We all have stress and anxiety or whatever.
I eat when I'm angry.
Right. Which is, that's why,
so I have a weight problem.
Yeah. What? How did you deal with that element of the, not so much the nutrition, but just the...
Fruits and vegetables. I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables.
Like when you say that, you mean like frozen vegetables for dinner or just...
Oh, I eat vegetables all the time, but I'll eat raw green beans, chomp, something that crunches. I love the crunch.
But does that help, not only fill you up, but does that do something for your brain?
It does.
Okay.
It does.
Because that's so important, right? That's what this article I read
was. That's the other thing she's got over
us. It's your brain that is telling you to eat versus your body saying I'm hungry.
And drinking a lot of water. People don't realize how important water is when you want to lose weight. I drink 90 ounces of water a day.
But was that like a gallon? They would ask George Washington.
64.
General, how much is 90? How much is 90 ounces? No one knows.
But a lot of hunger is from water. You just don't have enough water. We don't drink enough water.
How much would you recommend a normal person drinking? And I don't mean that you're abnormal, but I mean somebody just starting. And saying, I need to lose.
That's
some
a gallon.
Weight.
That's a gallon of water a day. That's a lot.
I drink a lot of water, but I put Tang in it.
And
is that okay?
That's okay.
Yeah.
Bourbon.
That's okay.
No, I don't, Jim. You know what I drink? You know what I had this morning, though? You know what is so good? I bought a big thing of protein mix. Yes. Okay, protein powder.
Very good for you.
Yes. So you know what I do, though? I mix it with, because I always keep a jug of Tang or cranberry juice. Mm-hmm. Okay? And this morning, when you do it with Tang, it tastes like an old Orange Julius.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. It tastes delicious. But I did it with the cranberry juice today. You want to talk about something delicious. Protein powder and cranberry juice. It might sound crazy, but it's delicious. You feel like you're drinking a shake, a really good shake.
And let's just keep doing that for 2.5 years.
We'll Absolutely.
We got to get out there and move.
How much protein should a person have?
When I first started, I did 40 ounces of protein a day.
Okay.
They recommend like 30.
Okay.
Just replaced a lot of food with protein.
Because if you're working out the way you do, you got to have that, don't you?
Okay. Yes.
And can you do one without the other? Can you really just exercise? Like, that's a lot, 4 hours a day, but even 2 hours and eat what you want? Or
no, I don't recommend doing that.
Could you just diet?
You've got to moderate what you're eating. You've got to make better choices.
You've
got to drink water, and I separate my exercise during the day.
Okay.
Are there foods you literally won't eat anymore compared to when you were 235 pounds more?
No.
No. You still...
Yes.
Wow.
Did you swear off anything? Like, I will never...
In the beginning, I did. I got rid of ice cream, fried foods, things that were very high calorie.
Yeah.
But now I'll eat them occasionally.
But your body, your system must be like a blast furnace at this point, though, too, right?
It is. Once you get it going...
Yeah.
It keeps going.
Yeah.
But you have to
get there. You have to get there.
Don't think people, and maybe I'm speaking of myself, have the discipline you have. Did you go to Overeaters Anonymous? Did you have a coach?
No. In the beginning, I can't tell you over the years how many times I dieted.
Yeah.
And it was a disaster. I mean, every time. I had these big hopes I was going to do it this time. But this time, when it hit me, I just said, I have to. For my health's sake, I was taking like 15 different medications. It was craziness. And I said, I've got to do this for the sake of my grandchildren.
Would you mind telling us what your top was, your top weight?
353 pounds.
And unbelievable.
That's unbelievable that your frame could even handle that.
I was talking to her before she came in. And she says, now she's at the level she wants to be, she's at her goal rate, she's maintaining, she's actually had to increase her intake a little bit of food. Because
your body's burning it all up so much?
It is.
How do you get to that point of your body?
Using more than you take
she
in.
She keeps telling you.
Part of it's not taking it in. Little, right, yeah, right.
That all sounds really hard. Is. Tell us another. Tell us something that would be easy.
But let me talk about
moderation and movement.
Again, I want to talk about the discipline that you have that some of us don't. Did you have a partner or did your husband join or do you have a...
But he has lost weight too because of the food choices that I've made. So, but he eats the same foods and he's also lost quite a bit of weight.
Jim brought up something earlier that I don't think we should blow off. I think you need to, whether it's a podcast, whether it's speaking, whether it's writing a book, I think this story needs to be told.
And how old were you when you said, look, I'm when you went to Kohl's?
I was 62.
See, and there's a lot of
61. It was okay. 61.
So we're right there. Mm-hmm.
Or used to be.
not with the 343, but wow. That is totally impressive. Tell me some of the reactions. Are there some people you haven't seen in 2.5 years that you run into?
Yeah, people will say, well, your skin isn't saggy. Well, I really do stretches and exercises for that. The water helps bring your skin back so that you don't have all the sagging skin on your body. So
I have a trainer and I was telling her about you that you're coming on today and she had asked that, how does she look? I said, she looks great. You know, I mean, you don't have that, like you look.
That's always been one of my fears. You lose too much and then you look like Al Roker. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's one of John's fears. John, she just said if you drink a lot of water
That really happens because of really rapid weight loss.
Okay.
You really want to spread this over time and not expect it to be overnight.
We're taking like a pound a year. So
yeah, we're taking it slow. You know, I will say this, though. This summer when I started losing weight, because I lost, how much did I lose? About 13 Six? Pounds.
No.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, he did. He
really?
Did.
Yeah, I was up to, I was 233 and now I'm 217. So I mean, that's 16. More. Or, yeah. But here's my goal was, I walked a lot. Okay, in the summer, I hate doing anything in cold weather, but I loved walking in hot weather, getting that really good sweat. And my goal was to lose 1 pound by exercise and 1 pound by eating better per week. And I felt like that way it wasn't overwhelming. You know what I mean? It's like, okay, I'll walk 4 times this week and maybe I'll lose a pound or close to it. And then I liked doing it that way versus all in, because some people, and you talked about failing with diets. Jim and I are perfect examples of that. But, you know, you're right. I used to try to go, I'm going to run 6 miles a day. And then after 2 weeks, it's like, man, do I have shin splints? Do I have whatever? And you go on the shelf for a month. Or you're right. I'm only going to eat, you know, no carbs for the rest of my life.
Just greens. Yeah,
exactly. And it's so hard.
Yeah, you can't do that. And also, I wouldn't even put an expectation of I'm going to lose 5 pounds this week or next week or by the end of the month. Don't even, just change how you're eating and get moving. Get out there and move.
And every day you walk?
Every day.
Wow. That's phenomenal.
Outside.
I don't know if that's healthy, outside. Kathy. They say you're supposed to take some time off. That's what I do.
Oh. So I look at her, and then I look at you guys. One of these things does not belong here, meaning she looks so much healthier.
I know. And I think he might be talking about the cookies don't belong.
You know how many steps I took last Sunday when the games were all on?
So there was a lot of football.
I took 136 steps for the day.
The day.
Oh, my.
But there was football on all day.
Yeah, so that's... So
I think the lowest I had in step count was the other day. It was 17,000.
Really? That's miles.
Yeah.
17,000.
Yes.
Lowest.
Well, you're tall, though. You got long legs.
Yep.
Oh, that's why.
That's why.
Okay, that's why we're at 300.
Mm-hmm. That's why I had 160.
What do you do when you're not walking? I mean,
craft a lot. I do,
which
a lot
is a beautiful
crafting.
Gift you gave
Love
us
that.
Today.
May I ask a personal question? Mm-hmm. Do you drink alcohol at all?
Occasionally.
Oh, you do. Okay.
Just occasionally,
See, John,
though. But
don't be afraid,
rare.
John. Don't be afraid.
Shut up, Jim. Shut up. So if somebody wants to lose, it's too quick, or too soon probably for the holidays, but if somebody says, okay, I'm going to get through the holidays, and everybody does this, yeah. I'm going to enjoy the holidays, and I'm going to eat as much as I want, but boy, start of the year, it's a whole new me. We're going to touch on that as soon as we come back. Because
January 1 is a cool day to start a diet.
And you know what? It makes you feel so good.
And work out.
It's like, you know what? I'm going to eat this plate of bacon bits at Jim's party because, boy, on January 2nd,
it's all over.
All I'm doing 17,000 steps and drinking 2 gallons of water. We got to start our quick break. Coach Kathy Brotz joining us back after this.
listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for the Maggie Dawn Show.
The Todd Alba Show.
Cash Patel, who Trump has nominated to be the head of the FBI, saying he wants to basically shut down the main parts of the FBI. Bill Barr, MAGA Republican Attorney General to Donald Trump. Quote, the very idea of moving Patel into a role like this showed a shocking detachment from reality. Unquote. This is not the left calling out Patel. This is the right.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local civic media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
We know what happened the last time Trump applied this ham-fisted tariff policy. He had to write a $12 billion check to farmers because he crushed so many of our agricultural exports and drove up the cost of single-family homes because the cost of lumber from places like Canada went way the frick up. Everything got more expensive.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, welcome back. Favorite day of the week, Trucker Thursday, here with Mino and the Mayor on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, of course, worldwide, with the Civic Media app. And we are being joined here by Coach Kathy Brotz. And we call her Coach because, as we mentioned, she found a way to lose 235 pounds, although she did one of those crazy, whatever you want to call it, bizarre ways of doing it that I would not recommend. It worked for her. I wouldn't recommend it. A lot of exercise, a lot of water, and watch her cheat.
Yeah,
and I think those weird ones, those fad things, another one of your failed diets. Yeah, yeah, I'm going back to all bacon. Hi, Kathy.
But bacon.
You know, Coach Kathy, the reason we call you Coach is we've had many, many coaches on this show over the last year and a half, and they're leaders, and people look up to them, and that's why you should.
Because we've all tried to lose weight, and we know how hard it is to lose weight.
It is.
So looking at somebody like you is truly inspirational.
And you started at 61, which there's a lot of us who are around there, and I just think it's, and it didn't cost you. It's not like you went and spent a lot of money, and I forgot what
big
the money,
gym membership.
What the money is on diet. It's in the billions.
It's crazy.
It's unbelievable what Americans spend on that. You didn't do any of that.
Nope.
And you did it all here in Green Bay.
I did.
No flying to a fat farm and this is what we got to do. And
I'm not sure that's a proper term anymore.
They're out there. They're out there.
They're out there, yes.
They're out there. Okay, whatever.
But I mean, the streets of Green Bay was your...
Outside.
Outside.
Yeah.
With all the access to food we have here, and I'm talking fast food, restaurants, you know, there's always good deals.
But it's also part of the culture here.
Well, yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying. There's football tonight. You really think people are going to be... I hope they eat their green beans, but I'm just not feeling it. I think what I'm trying to say is...
I'm just laughing with the text we got.
Oh, I just want to get back to that discipline thing. Did you slip? Did you have... Doesn't seem like you did.
No, I didn't. Once I decided... Wow. It's kind of like years ago I used to smoke, and one day I just said, that's it. I had like a whole pack of cigarettes. I said, I'm done. And I just...
Okay, you got a strong willpower then.
I think if there's smoking, drinking, eating, eating's got to be the most difficult. Because smoking, it's hard to quit, but it's not impossible. You don't have friends coming up to you, you know, hey, you want a cigarette. But
Did you smoke?
Yeah.
Oh, I never did.
Same with Kathy, though. It was just one day, I'm like, what am I doing this for? Yeah. Boom. But that discipline hasn't worked with the diet. So I got to read your book.
I think that's why you can't diet.
Oh, that's,
and you can't change what you're eating.
Well,
keep
okay,
eating what you're eating, but in lesser amounts.
I'm going to say this, though. My favorite thing would be being out in the garage and doing stuff with old wood. Your thing is being in the kitchen making really good, tasty, delicious food. When you have that ability, for me, I would have to go drive to somewhere and order and yada, yada, yada. Yeah. When you can walk in your kitchen and do that.
Yeah. And I like shopping, too. I do. I like grocery shopping.
It's kind of like a guy that's a bartender who's trying to quit drinking.
Stay out of the liquor store.
But you can buy a lot of fresh fruits and vegetables. And
yeah, I heard that. Okay.
By the way, Jim actually tries to...
A lot of protein.
Jim, another one of his failed endeavors, I'll be honest with you, was when he tried putting together an organization. He actually tried... Because one thing with Jim, it's always financial. I was looking for a site, whatever. He had an idea for something. It hasn't really gotten off the ground yet, but... One of the reasons he wanted to have you here is to see if you want to be involved with...
What are you talking about?
Something. Well, go ahead, Todd.
Are you tired of squeezing into those jeans? Ready to say goodbye to that extra jiggle? Welcome to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm. Nestled right in the heart of town, Mayor Jim's Fat Farm is where your flab comes to get its eviction notice. We've got fitness plans so good, even your grandma will be showing off her six-pack. Sweat it out in our wild group classes. Unwind in our holy crap I survived spa. And join our fit fam for some epic high fives. And don't forget our on-site nutritionists, because a donut in each hand is not a balanced diet. Right, Mino? Ready to kick your butt into gear? Get down to Mayor Jim's Fat Farm and laugh your pounds away. Call now, 555-FAT-FARM. That's 555-FAT-FARM. Mayor Jim's Fat Farm, where we'll embarrass you into losing weight.
Oh my gosh, that's hilarious.
That is.
So, thank you, Todd. Yeah. Thank you, Todd. Wow. So he wants to know if you want to be a part of that.
Sure, I'll help you.
Okay, all right. I don't know what it's going to take, but yeah, we just have some fun with this. But I think not everybody, but the majority of people would like to lose some weight.
Sure. After the new year, start moderating how much you eat, start moving more.
I will say one thing. When I did all that walking this summer, the number one thing I was most happy with is my blood pressure went down.
Yes.
So I've got high blood pressure, and it was like, this thing I'm using that I bought from CVS must not work. Then I went into the doctor's room, and it was the same. Yeah. And they're like, hey, what are you doing?
Didn't you overall feel better?
Yes, though? No question.
The outdoors.
No question.
It's pre-diabetes that weight loss can take care of a lot of things. And
absolutely.
Let me ask you, it's not too political, but what do you think about the government paying for Ozempic?
I think it's terrible. I think we've yet to see the dangers in that medication.
Okay.
And I think a lot of people are going to have problems.
Because that's being talked about. You know, that's going to be kicked around before January 20th. So, interesting. And you're a good example of why people don't need that.
Exactly.
You didn't use anything.
It's not just like a magic thing. If you still eat the same way you did, taking this pill isn't going to make you skinny.
Right.
I got to ask you one thing about your, you love food. You haven't really given up anything.
Nope.
So and I've always thought this too. Sometimes just tasting something almost satisfies you versus eating six pieces of that pizza.
I agree.
Okay.
I agree. I was like an ice cream fiend. I love ice cream.
Yeah.
But now I just buy those mini cups and that's
it. Kind of satisfies you. Get that in your mind. And then the way I found, and like I'm trying to give anybody, but the one thing I found at times with that is like, cause I'm kind of a compulsive eater. I eat fast and everything. That just tasting it and savoring it a little bit of something, it's like, okay, I'm good.
Slow down.
That's a really good thing too, is to slow down while you're eating. We eat way too fast.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Coach Kathy Bratz, so impressed with you.
You are. You're impressed.
Love having you on. Love how just matter-of-factly you tell people what to do. Get out and move.
And you don't want to make any money. You don't want to sell it. You're just a great example. I really look up to you.
We're going to take your story and we're going to sell it.
Right.
And we're going to make money.
Do you mind?
Yeah. And we want you back again.
Absolutely.
Kathy Bratz is awesome. Success. Mark Daniels, legendary sportscaster, coming on.
Right. Welcome to the Fox Valley's Real News and Great Conversation, WISS.
This holiday season, Bank First in Oshkosh is proud to support the community as a Toys for Tots drop-off site. Located at 1159 North Kohler Street near Highway 41 and Amro Road, They're making it easy to spread holiday cheer to kids in need. Stop by with your new unwrapped toys and join them in making a difference. At Bank First, they're dedicated to giving back and building brighter holidays for everyone. Learn more at bankfirst.com. That's bankfirst.com. Bank First. Member FDIC.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Thank you for listening to WISS Berlin, the Fox Valley's real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. An update on the